Pain is hard to deal with. Sometimes it feels overwhelming. You can get through it with maybe a little help from Doctor Who. We talk about my song Redemption today on Pub Songs and Stories, number 283.
Was an alpha male, and like a strong gale, he blew through your life without regret. Left destruction and pain, but came back again to hurt you and leave you upset. But he rushed to your side when he heard you cry, like a cowboy, though he caused your distress. You ain't a lady in need, so he better take heed, or you'll destroy him in your pretty dress. By amazing grace, you don't need him. It's amazing he didn't know he was wrong. Measure of a man is how willing he is to stand by the side of a woman who's strong. With a little bit of force, he laid out a course to show you that he was righteous. You saw through that routine, you knew he was just mean, though he tried to pretend he was pious. By amazing grace, you don't need him. It's amazing he didn't know he was wrong. The true measure of a man, how willing he is to stand by the side of a woman who's strong. Especially when they feel that their actions are justified by God. You ain't looking to run, and you're my kind of dumb. You'll lay him right down in the sod. By amazing grace, you don't need him. It's amazing he didn't know he was wrong. Measure of a man is how willing he is to stand by the side of a woman who's strong. By amazing grace, you don't need him. It's amazing he didn't know he was wrong. The true measure of a man is how willing he is to stand by the side of a woman.
Welcome to Pub Songs and Stories. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a sci-fi-ish musician and podcaster living in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm out for another walk and to talk about one of my songs. Today, the song is Redemption. It's from inspired by the War Doctor episodes of Doctor Who near the end of Matt Smith's series as the Doctor. I'm looking forward to talking about this song, but if you're new to the show, please subscribe. You can do that at pubsong.com. or just send me an email at follow@kiltfather.net. Once again, I am outside. Listen to those birds and the creek down below. Taking a moment. If you'd like to join me for a walk, that'd be a fantastic thing for you to do. Great way to get exercise along with me and to enjoy the great outdoors. Maybe you don't have the little parks that we have here in Atlanta. I love the parks here in Atlanta. There's so many little spots everywhere. They're all over the place. But it makes me so happy. Growing up in Maryland, we had the forest, we called it, in our backyard, not in our backyard, but behind our development, and we spent all of our time in back there. You know, we would go out and we would tromp through the forest, build forts, play in the streams and the creeks. I once caught a bass, and it was like a little stream. It had flooded, and a giant, I think it was a bass, but a giant fish had been caught in a little pool of water, and I ended up catching this. We caught snakes, frogs, so much. I actually did speaking of frogs, I did an episode of the Broadway Nike and Bards called Frog Kissing. It's all on that song from our album, Broadway Nike and Fairy Tales. I like this format, as you can see. Listen to that. So, the song you heard at the beginning was a song from my album, Come Adventure With Me, which is, again, now available. The track was by Amazing Grace. It was inspired by the episode Heart of Glass from Firefly. And speaking of Andrew McKee of the Robert and Nagy and Bards, he played on that, as well as Jamie Hauser, who sang with me. If you want to know more about that song, there is an episode of it on Pub Songs and Stories. It is called By Amazing Grace, Hat Came Back, Tartanic is the name of the episode. I should have written the episode number down, but I didn't, and that's okay. Ooh, this is a nice little secluded spot. I love this little spot. There's a, it's like sand up high where where the woods are and such, and then it goes down pretty steep down to the creek, but there's this wonderful tree that hangs out. If the creek was deeper, it'd be a great spot to like swing in and splash. It would just be amazing, but that is not what we have. There's a butterfly flying across the creek, a yellow butterfly. I wish I knew bird names, and someone said there's an app for that, but I don't know what it is. So first off, if you enjoy the music and such, again, Come Adventure With Me is now available. It is for sale in my store. You can find it digitally everywhere, streaming and whatnot. But there's also a bundle, which won't be up much longer. I'm probably going to discontinue that bundle soon, so it'll be a little bit more simplified. But you can get the CD, the album pens, a poster, lots of great stuff, shirts for a limited time. So make sure you check that out. I also have another poll. Yes, another poll. Over on Patreon, that is for sci-fi drinking songs. I'd like to know what your favorite songs are on sci-fi drinking songs. Continuing my polling series, this has really been really great. I know I keep saying it, but it's so great finding out what some of the favorites are, and I've adjusted some of my set list for that reason too. Get to play some of your favorites a little bit more. I did my St. Patrick's Day coffee show yesterday as of recording this, and it was awesome, because I got to play some of the more popular songs from my St. Patrick's-y albums and such. Whew. I don't know how they set up this creek, but there's these giant stones for crossing to get to the other side. It's specifically designed. I know it's specifically designed because there's another spot on a different area of the creek that also is like that. And it's wet up here. What is going on? All right. So upcoming shows this coming weekend, I'll be at Sherwood Forest Fair. And then I have a Dragon Con Folk Music Concert with the Brobdingnagian and Bards. That's on March 28th. And March 30th through 31st, I'll also be at Sherwood Forest Fair. And then April 19th to 21st up at JordanCon. My Sonoya beer company show went great, and they are excited to have me back, but I don't have any dates as of yet. Hopefully I'll have some in April, maybe even a show at the Lost Druid. I need to drop the line. If you want to find out my latest calendar, make sure you sign up to my mailing list at markgun.com, or just visit it and check it out. So I was listening to some music on the for the Irish and Celtic Music podcast. I came across Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer with this song, Folk Club Song. And I don't know, I found this so delightful, so much fun. It's from their album 12 Months in a Day, and I don't know how I didn't find it before, but that's how it works sometimes. So here's Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer.
See him riding down the hill on his old-fashioned bike, hair streaming in the wind, carefree as you like. I can see him singing from the floor of workers and their rights. The strength of his conviction would set the room alight. I didn't know him well, I barely knew his name, but I miss his conversation and his friendship all the same. I didn't know him well, I barely knew his name, but I miss him all the same. She'd always turn up early, laden down with bags and all, raffle prizes, ticket books, candles for the hall. She'd make the night run smoothly, always done without a frown. But when she sang of love and loss, she'd bring the whole house down. I didn't know her well, I barely knew her name, but I miss her conversation and her friendship all the same. I didn't know her well, I barely knew her name, but I miss her all the same. They turn up in five separate cars, the jolly shanty crew. They have a set list all prepared, then change it halfway through. They'd ramble through their introductions with a joke or two. But then their simple harmonies were wonderful and true. I didn't know them well, I barely knew their names, but I miss their conversation and their friendship all the same. I didn't know them well, I barely knew their names, but I missed them all the same. And that friendship all the same. I didn't know them well, I barely knew their names, but I missed them all the same. I never ever heard him sing a song or play a tune. I suspect if we had asked him, he'd have run out of the room. But he would sing along with gusto to every chorus and refrain, then quietly slip out from the back to catch his last train. I didn't know him well, I barely knew his name, but I miss his conversation and his friendship all the same. I didn't know him well, I barely knew his name, but I miss him all the same. I have this image in my mind of a folk club in the sky, where candles never sputter out and beer never runs dry, where songs are never forgotten and guitars they stay in key, and everyone knows all the words in perfect harmony. I didn't know them well, I but he knew their names. But I miss that conversation and their friendship all the same. I didn't know them well. I barely knew their names, but I miss them all the same. I didn't know them well. I barely knew their names, but I miss their conversation and their friendship all the same. I didn't know them well. I barely knew their names, but I miss them all the same. I miss them all the same. Miss them all.
The show is brought to you by my supporters on Patreon. If you enjoy this podcast or my music, please join the club. You get something new every week. It could be bonus podcasts, downloadable songs, printed sheet music, blogs, stories from the road. Plus, you get access to videos like my Coffee with the Celt Father video concert series, which comes out on Wednesdays, mini Wednesdays. You can send an email to follow@celtfather.net for more details. If you can't support me financially, you can sign up on Patreon anyways. It's a great way to really be on top of things that are happening with me and my music. I love my mailing list, and I will continue to use my mailing list because it is the most important item. But Patreon, I've realized, has so many useful features that I can use right now, and I'm going to. So I highly recommend that you sign up for free, at the very least. And if you don't want to be on there for free, and you want to pay me support my music and podcast, that would be amazing. In fact, up until the end of the month, I'm running a special that you can get a physical copy. How do I get through this water? You can get a physical copy of my CD, How America Saved Irish Music, just for signing up at the $5 or more level. It basically covers my shipping, you know. So it's a free plus shipping deal for me. But I would really appreciate it if you'd do that. And you can get a copy of my CD. Yay, it's muddy. Oh, I'm stepping in the mud. I'll go back a different way, I think. The story of Redemption. So, Redemption is a song I wrote for the In the Verse podcast. That was a season 2, episode 3 of our In the Verse podcast. It was inspired by the episode The Day of the Doctor. And the song was written... So the story is about finding redemption in the 50th anniversary Doctor Who episode, The Day of the Doctor. The 10th and 11th Doctors, it's Matt Smith and David Tennant, meet the War Doctor. They were horrified and filled with dread at once again seeing themselves as the man who committed the horrible atrocities, wiping out the Time Lords and the Daleks with a doomsday weapon. If you have watched any of the new Doctor, the reboot Doctor, man, they're constantly going on about, and the horrible thing I did. And we finally understand what that is. But after centuries of dealing with that pain, they finally come to grips that they accept the decision they made, even though it caused the death of billions of people. But even better, they remember who they are, the Doctor. Never cruel or cowardly, never give up or give in. Doctors give hope. They are finally able to save the people they thought they lost. I love how the song came out, obviously. I guess I could say I might do a podcast where I don't love how this song came out. It really sucks, but this is definitely not one of them. And I don't know if I'll ever do a podcast like that, but I do love this one. It captured, it's a kind of a driving melody. I ended up recording it. You can download the original version that I made. And it's a good version, but then when I was recording it, it just wasn't working for me, the auto harp and vocals. So I ended up getting Rich Brotherton to perform, and he did the mixing of this track as well. He added bass, guitar, and percussion, which, of course, Rich is just brilliant. He just gives so much life to things. And so I was very grateful to have him record for me. Yeah, just amazing. So let's go through the lyrics, and you can see what you think. So... I was so young, I made a mistake that I have never shared. this is, of course, the great mistake that the doctor goes on and on about. This song I was really pleased with because I was doing my best to put myself in his shoes. I was trying to think of, you know, mistakes I've made and, you know, things I regret and have it shared or whatnot. And it helped to guide me a little bit on this journey. But much to regret, I tried to forget, I ran, that just laid it bare. To speak the words out loud made me shudder for the harm I'd done. This is, when I think that, I see the face of Matt Smith with the look of shame on his face, and it's just really well done acting. So now I help the innocent till I feel the need to run. And the run, of course, is a line that's constantly repeated in Doctor Who. Run! I think like the first time we see the Doctor, Eccleston, when he first shows up as the Doctor in the reboot, number 9, Doctor 9, the first thing I think he says is, run! He might have said something more, but that's what I mostly remember. And then the chorus is, I burn. And I burn, it won't cover up the pain, but it's time I learn. It's time I learn redemption can come again. So the burn part, of course, is the idea of the regeneration. It looks like he's burned, but also obviously can meaning you're burning inside of shame and whatnot. So that's where that came from. Are great men truly forged in fire while others light the flame? I'm drawing a blank. There was I think it was a Roman or a Greek philosopher at the start of the episode who said, they quote in that, are great men truly forged in fire while others light the flame? That's what I tell myself so that I can avoid the blame, which is, you know, trying to justify your actions. It's one way of doing it. Deep down inside, there's a scared little child smashing statues filled with fright. So deep down inside, there's a scared little child. I seem to recall that there was and I'm drawing a blank now. It's been a while since I watched the episode, but I feel like there was a child in the episode who was, or maybe I just might be, you know, remembering a whole bunch of children in the Doctor who are scared. And of course the Doctor was younger when all of this occurred, much younger, you know. He was, I think we find out in this episode that the 10th Doctor, David Tennant, is like 900 years old, and Matt Smith is 1200 years old at the time of this. So, and as I recall, I think the War Doctor was like 400 years old, so much younger. Smashing statues. The part of the episode has statues in it, who the statues come to life, are smashed by these ancient statues are smashed by this alien that can change into other things, other shapes and such. So undercover, and they were under a blanket, I think, changing faces to hide away in plain sight. Now there, of course, I bring back to the Doctor changing faces, since he's constantly regenerating and changing faces and hiding, you know. I mean, take Matt Tennant, the 11th Doctor, he also wipes out the entire recollection of his existence in his series as the time as the Doctor. And still my monsters come from my past. They shatter my future bones. Now, this brings into the episode, if you haven't seen it, there's this sort of time stasis where the aliens can step into a Time Lord painting of sorts. And so they can go in the past, and then in the future, they can come out, you know, come out in the different period of time. They shatter my future bones. Scary to face. I think that's goes back to the shattering of the statues and such. Scary to face them, but time will heal. Don't have to do it alone. And this is where Clara is able to talk. You know, you don't have to do it all by yourself. And the doctor constantly replying that he is always alone, even though he has some companions for short periods of time. He's basically alone. Promise to keep, though I may weep, The promise to keep is, of course, the promise he made to himself when he chose the name, the doctor, which is that to be the doctor, you have to heal and not and do no harm, okay? Though I may weep for the pain I kept deep down. The weeping is more of a just imagining the pain, internal pain that I was working on in order to make this thing song come to life. Face my fears for 1,200 years. 1,200 years is the age of the 11th Doctor at this point in time. Hope will turn my life around. And the ending has a hopeful moment that was they are... Speaking of moment, there is an artifact, a dangerous artifact called the moment. And the doctors decide to sort of do, make a clever change where they put all the, instead of destroying the civilization the way it is remembered, the civilization is thrown into a, into one of those stasis paintings. And that is how he sort of changes history, but it's not noticeable. So no longer burn. It may not cover up the pain, but it's time I learned redemption can come again. So there you go, redemption. I hope you enjoyed this song. Let's play it for you. I'll be back in a sec to talk a little bit more about Come Adventure With Me. Here is Redemption.
I was so young, I made a mistake that I have never shared. Much to regret, I tried to forget, I ran, that just laid it bare. It laid it all bare. Speak the words out loud made me shudder for the harm I'd done. Now I help the innocent, still I feel the need to run. I burn. It won't cover up the pain, but it's time I learn. It's time I learn. Redemption can come again. Redemption can come again. Redemption can come again. Men truly forged in fire, while others light the flame. That's what I tell myself so that I can't avoid the blame. Deep down inside there's a scared little child, smashing statues filled with pride. Undercover changing faces to hide away in plain sight. But still I burn. I burn. It won't cover up the pain, but it's time I learn. It's time I learn. Redemption can come again. Redemption can come again. Redemption can come again. My monsters come from my past. They shatter my future bones. Scary to face them, but time will heal. Don't have to do it alone. No longer alone. Promise to keep, though I may weep for the pain I kept deep down. Face my fears for 1,200 years. Hope will turn my life around. No longer burn. No longer burn. It may not cover up the pain, but it's time I learn. It's time I learn. Redemption can come again. Redemption can come again. It's time I learn.
So this is the last episode of the Come Adventure With Me series. You know, I've done a few episodes that came out over the past couple years as I was writing and recording songs and then sharing them on the podcast. But now they are officially a part of a CD, which, again, I am so happy with this album. It is by far my best work, I think. It's got some great music, some great performances. It's got a lot of energy, some really touching songs. I mean, this one, it is called Redemption. I feel like maybe thinking about it now, maybe it would be better if I went more touching than I did on this. But I think it's also a song about hope. You know, it's we have to find ways to move past pain and to find hope and peace in with ourselves, and that's one of the things that I love about how this song came out. But the whole album, it touches on so many different emotions that it makes me very happy, and parts of me that I love to share. Celtic culture, you know, musically, it's got a little bit of everything. And of course, the graphics are just awesome. Nikki O'Shea is a master. I love her work. And there's so much that I'm happy with this album. I'm can't wait to share it even more. So if you want to own a copy, you know, go buy one, or you know, listen to it. Just stream it as much as you can. I've also noticed that it looks like the streaming has done really well so far. I've had a lot more streams than I anticipated. A little bounce down there. So I really I'm looking forward to trying to spread it out over the next year. It's so weird, though, having this project, this album that's, you know, I think I first kickstarted, 2 years ago, probably, and spent a year with it under my belt and playing the songs, but not really doing much with it. And now it's finally out, and I get to do that. Yay! So I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed this episode. So my plan is with the podcast is that I will be taking a little break. I'm going to start recording more stuff. I don't know yet the theme or what my idea is going to be. I know I do want to do some stuff when I get to the Isle of Man this summer. I know there'll be some podcast episodes related to that, or that might be on the Celtic Invasion podcast. We'll see. Whatever the case, I am going to slowly, my plan is to record, and then once I'm done recording, I can you know, release them and focus on promoting the things that I've accomplished. That's the hope. It didn't entirely work out this way for this one. I think I finished several episodes and then had to finish the rest of them on the way. But that's okay. I hope you had a good walk with me. And I'd love your thoughts about the walking, too. Are you getting out with me and walking? Had a Ernie moment from Sesame Street. Okay, then. Let's go, then. All right. So we're going to finish up here, but thank you so much again for supporting my music, and I look forward to sharing more with you in a couple months. Sláinte. Thank you for listening to Pup Songs and Stories. This episode was edited by Mitchell Peterson. You can follow and listen to the show on my Patreon or wherever you find podcasts. Sign up to my mailing list to learn more about songs featured in this podcast and discover where I'm performing. Remember, reduce, reuse, recycle, and think about how you can make a positive impact on climate change. Have fun and sing along at pupsong.com.